My name is John Erling. Today's date is August 8th, 2013. So, Harry, if you'll state your full name, your date of birth, and your present age, please.
My name is Harry William Stege. I'm 79 years old. I was born May 31st, 1934.
We're recording this interview in the recording facilities of VoicesOfOklahoma.com. Joining us today is retired Tulsa Police Department Homicide Detective Mike Huff. Mike, tell us how your career connected here with Harry.
I first ran into Chief Stege when I was a 19-year-old kid that just got hired under a federal program to be what they called a cadet while I was going to college before I was old enough to be a policeman. Chief Stege was Lieutenant Stege at that time and was my first boss in the records division. Former city councilor Rick Westcott, he was a civilian working in the records division, so we crossed paths with Chief Stege. I think one of the first things we did together is that we busted the glass door at City Hall, and it was my first time where I was really on the hot seat, and I think that Chief Stege questioned our story a little bit, and maybe rightfully so, because we were playing around, but he has been a wonderful guidance, a great friend, a wonderful professional. We teach together at the Police Academy. We founded the International Association of Cold Case Investigators together. If I go a week without talking to Chief Stege, it's a bad week.
Well, that's pretty nice. Pretty nice endorsement. Let's go back, Harry, to where you were born.
I was born in Tulsa, May 31st of 1934. Interesting story. My mother developed appendicitis in her eighth month of pregnancy. She was operated on while she was pregnant and went into labor shortly thereafter. My father, when we came home from the hospital, had hired a young black woman to be a house mother, a house nurse, really, to take care of us. Her name was Tennessee Washington. My dad's name was Harry, and I was always Little Harry. The day that I became chief of police, my secretary, the chief secretary, Lucille McFarland, buzzed me on the intercom and said, "There is a woman on the phone that sounds like, from the accent, she might be black, and she wants to talk to Little Harry." And I said, "Well, that is Tennessee Washington. Put her through, and if she ever calls again, don't even hesitate. Just ring her through. She's like a second mother to me."
That's great. Your mother's name, what was her name?
My mother was Ruth Green Stege, Green with an E on the end.
Was she from this area?
She was born in New Mexico, but she and her family moved here sometime in the 1920s, and she met my dad. The story that they tell was that she was walking down the street returning some empty pop bottles that were in a paper sack. Dad was, at that time, a police officer, and we had police officers standing on the street corners directing traffic. My mom had deliberately wet the paper sack so that the bottom would fall out of it, and she'd get to meet that handsome policeman.
And what was his name?
My dad's name was Harry Leroy Stege. My grandfather's name were Harry Edward Stege. We were all three members of the Tulsa Police Department. We were all three attorneys. My grandfather was a traveling CSI guy in today's parlance, because at that time the method of identification was the Bertillon system, which was made up of body measurements. And my grandfather installed the Bertillon system in the police departments in Oklahoma City, Kansas City, Dallas, and Tulsa, and he finally settled in Tulsa. And in 1913, when he became a police officer, the spoils system was in place, and with each new election, there could be a complete turnover in the police department. People bounced up and down in the ranks. He left the police department and began practicing law in Tulsa.
There are four generations here. Harry Edward Stege, 1913 to 1916.
That's about right,
chief.
Yes.
Then we have Harry Leroy Stege, 1930 to 61. Who was he?
He was my father.
Okay. And then we have Harry William Stege.
That's me.
1955 to 83.
And my oldest son, Harry Gerard Stege, is still a serving police officer, and I don't remember his start date.
1977.
77, that's about right. Interesting thing, about a year and a half ago, Gerard called me on the telephone early one morning and said, "Hey, Dad, you want to feel really old?" I said, "Well, not especially. What do you have in mind?" He said, "I just wanted to remind you that your youngest son retired from the Army 2.5 years ago, And today is my 25th anniversary on the Tulsa Police Department, and I said something that he probably didn't appreciate and hung up on him.
Yeah, it was pretty much a given, I guess, that you were going to be in law enforcement.
No, I joined the Navy and came back to Tulsa, enrolled at TU in an aeronautical engineering program. That was what I wanted to do, and then I found out that my math background and aeronautical engineering didn't match. And my dad said, well, as long as you're going to school, why don't you apply for a job with the police department? We have a lot of people that are working for the police department going to school. That's how I came to be a member of the police department. I switched my major shortly after that. I discovered through my grades that I was never going to be an aeronautical engineer to pre-law and work as a police officer. I enrolled at TU in 1955 and graduated in 1966. With a bachelor's degree in English and criminal justice and a law degree. So it took 11 years to get there.
Yeah, but you got a lot of education there, didn't you?
Yeah. I have a master's in public administration as well.
Okay. When did you join officially then as a police officer, the force?
November 11th, 1955. Just in time to live through the 1956-57 federal grand jury that resulted in the chief of police, the police and fire commissioner, and several members of the vice squad and several bootleggers being convicted in federal court, violating Oklahoma's liquor laws and other kinds of violations.
Some names that were attached to that.
Paul Livingston, who had been chief of police for about 5 months, and Jay Jones, the former police officer who had been police and fire commissioner and lost an election, and then was reelected, and I don't remember the names of the rank and file, just those two principals.
Yeah.